did when we doing our album. We all together, we riding out, you know, Cali is active and doing dog shit, you know what I'm saying, and getting our rhythm back in this game together, man, operating and getting this money. These bitch ass niggas all on here with all this negative shit to say and all of this. I read the little things they said about the negative shit. Motherfuckers like, ooh, this is banging, ooh, this is dope, oh, that's tight, oh, I can't wait to hear this one. I can't wait to hear No Vaseline Part 2. You can't wait to hear none of the negative shit. All the negative shit, you know what I'm saying? But the shit we doing positive, that we try to make the bomb music for, cuz. Everybody's just all on fire about this shit, man. Like, they just love it. But me and the homies is against each other. We, you know what I'm saying? But all the negative shit, these guys is ranting and raving like, this is real cool. You know what I'm saying? See, that is what I call fake fans, man. We don't need people like that, man. I'm just talking to dads, man. Like, man, we don't need fans like that, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit is punk shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And majority of these motherfuckers, man, you know, they act like they riding, like they like our music or whatever. My whole thing is this, man. If you don't like the music, don't buy the motherfucking record, man. You know what I'm saying? Period, point blank, man. You know, the thing that happened with Daz. You know, it's been broadcasted all over. It's huge on YouTube, you know. Daz got this smashed on. Daz did this. The bottom line is, man, we pushing a fine line here, man. Anybody got a problem with Daz, got a problem with all of us. Point blank. They got a problem with Snoopy, they got a problem with all of us, cuz. None of that shit is gonna work, man. This is just a ploy. This feel like some goddamn punk ass shit, nice shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Putting out all that goddamn negative shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I thought that bullshit was dead. You know what I mean? Everybody's loving this shit. When I drop calling out motherfucking names, the whole gang turns their motherfucking back on me. Now everybody getting rich off of doing what I was doing sincerely. You know what I'm saying? This shit is just all bunking backwards, cuz. It's the first time I'm really speaking out on it, cuz I've been ignoring it, cuz. Snoopy said ignore all these faggots and this punk-ass shit these niggas is doing. You know what I'm saying? These ploys they bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? And all this shit. You know, and we've been doing that, man. You know, keeping it cool, keeping it gangster up, man. Not tripping. Making that music for our true fans. You know, the ones that love our music, cuz. We make music for the people who like the dog pound, the people who like Snoop. The people who love us, cuz. We don't make music for these motherfuckers. Their opinions can suck a dick. Nobody give a fuck about their opinion, what they're thinking, what they want to do. Man, we don't make music for these fuckers. If you don't like it, don't buy the motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? Don't shoot niggas down for being positive, man, and trying to make it happen. Watch.
Yeah, I'm going to try to explain it to you from a fan, you know, point of view who is on there and commenting on it, because imagine you're a Corrupt fan, and you get on the internet, and you see, oh, there's a new CD coming out with Corrupt records on it now, and it's controversial, so automatically you're going to want to hear it, and you're going to comment on it. I don't even think they think about it that deep, that they're supporting negativity, that they just want to hear some new Corrupt music.
Well, how are you going to hear new Corrupt music that's talking bad about Snoop? You want to hear some Corrupt music that's talking about, you know that what Corrupt is doing right now, so that music that you supporting, you know what I'm saying, that's not no Corrupt music to support. But if you want to hear that, hey, that's more power to you, you know what I mean, I'm not mad at it, cuz, you know, but these same fans, who's supposed to be Corrupt fans, it's like, I don't like this about Corrupt, I don't like that about Corrupt music, you know what I'm saying, which is not bad or whatever, because the 90s is over. We're pushing the new line, man. We're making music. If you was a Corrupt fan, and right now you're like, I don't like the music he's making, don't buy the motherfucker, man. It's the same as back in the days, man. People didn't like our music, you know. The majority of the young folks and the rap people like our fucking music, but see, the Lord Tucker didn't like our music. You know, Reverend Al Sharpton didn't like our music. They put our shit up there and started burning the CDs and breaking them down, trying to make their little, you know, money out of what they're going to do and all that punk-ass shit. So it's like, man, if you don't like the music, don't buy the motherfucker, man. That's just the bottom line. But don't shoot niggas down for doing positive, man, and trying to feed these families and put out some of this good music for the people who do like the music.
So what would you like to let everybody know about this Against the Grain record that's coming out?
That bullshit, man. Fuck that shit, man. That's not what we pushing, homie. We pushing a fine line, man. And we only think... You know what I'm saying? And hey, people who want to support that right there, you have a goddamn ball. But don't shoot down our positive records. You know what I'm saying? Just because you ain't getting no controversy out of this motherfucker, man. Support the positive things that's going on from the West Coast, man. You know, support that dog shit. Support that Ali's acting, man. So what you don't want to hear in motherfuckers with Puffy? Because we like Puffy, man. We like making music with motherfucking Puffy because he's supporting us. We into that positive, man, and linking up, man. We ain't into that separation bullshit. that's new pushing, I'm pushing, or Daz, man. And then they'll see, you know, they're going to drive us to the point where we're going to smash everybody again, and then the whole game's going to be mad at us again, con. And that type of shit ain't fly. Dude, these, you know, these are what I call false fans. Because a fan loves your music regardless. You got these guys, man, they love it when Corrupt is dissing Snoop and dissing Dan. What kind of fan is that of the dog pound, con? That ain't no fan, homie. You know, that's just garbage, man. And it's whack. Point blank. If you don't like the music, don't buy it. Opinions is just like assholes. Everybody got one. You understand what I'm talking about?
I hear you.
When we start smashing y'all, them weak opinions you throwing at people, you know what I'm saying? Then everybody gonna be like, well, I ain't buying none of their records. Nigga, you ain't been buying our records. You know, I know all of these internet guys. I study their names because every time they say something negative, I done seen anything. When they said something negative, and then next came the point was when we dropped something else that they did like, was speaking positive on it, and then started smashing the nigga again when it was a record that they didn't like. Because records are multifaceted, man. They're for different genres of people, cuz. No, we're not always going to make the record that you motherfuckers want, cuz. We're going to make records that try to expand our minds, cuz. The records we like to make for our fans. If you truly are a Dog Pound fan, cuz, you're going to feel our music. Because everything that we're spilling out to them, cuz, is coming from the heart and it's real. So if that's not enough for you motherfuckers, man, get the fuck out of here. We don't need no fake-ass fans like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, our fans would beat up niggas on that funk shit that's doing that, cuz. And we still got fans like that, man. So I'm just saying, man, keep it positive, man, and support the real, man.
Well, let's just... Hey, Corrupt.
Put your face, put it in your eyes, and see if you can see the homies coming, you assholes.
Hey, let's get to something more positive, man. What's up with that Jay Wells record?
That's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I mean? We're doing it big, man. I'm supporting Jay Wells, man. You know what I'm saying? All the little young cats that I be supporting, you know. We got plenty of these things coming out, man. I got a record of YA that's coming out. Me and Jay Wells, Digital Smoke, it's long overdue. You know, the first one we did together was Digital Master. This one we decided to go full scale in together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds crazy. That Always Smoke is getting great feedback.
That's good, man. You know, I love that right there, cuz. You know, we just trying to make some good music, man. Tell all the people who really support that, man, that good looking, man. I'm rolling with y'all, and I love y'all for the support, man. You know, all the rest of them negative guys, man. Fuck y'all, man.
You want me to stop recording?
Man. No, keep going, man. This is it. You know, because I'm smoking hot, Nima. I'm tired of this shit, cuz. You know, and then, you know, these people, man, they be trying to make a profit off of people dying, man. That's basically what it is, man. That old shit is done deal, cuz. Your people want to hear it. What you want to hear Corrupt say fuck Snoop for, man? That shit is gone, cuz. That ain't a true fan, man. Anybody that supports that record right there, man, their opinion to me matter nothing to us, cuz. Because they, you know, that's what they like, huh? So, you know, homies, we raise our kids together, cuz. We be around our children together, homie. You know, Snoop and Dad is uncles to my kids, man. They help me raise my kids, cuz. So all of that negative shit is just a game of these fucking guys. That's the shit we live, cuz.
So are you saying that, for example, I'm not talking about this new record that's coming out, but are you saying that at the same time people should stop listening to, I don't know.
Listening to something is one thing, cuz. Posting up on this website, which is millions and billions of people looking at this shit right here, you know, the people who don't even know the Dog Pound is looking at this shit, reading that bunk-ass shit these motherfuckers got up here, they fake-ass false motherfucking opinions, man. You see what I'm saying? They talk about us and how there's people, you know, millions of fans and shit that want to, you know, hear the Dog Pound shit. We putting out bullshit. They hearing this bullshit that we putting out because it's Puffy on it, or it's this on it, or it's that on it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is our music, cuz. We make our shit for our shit. The shit they putting out there, people who don't even know the Dog Pound read that shit, man, already have the wrong assumption of what this real gangster shit is, man. We make gangster music, cuz. We don't make that music that these other people want to hear, cuz. You understand what I'm talking about? This ain't New West, cuz. There's no Old West. It's all West Coast. Anybody that disagrees, fuck them, man. You know what I'm saying? And fuck Suge, man. That bunk-ass shit he putting out too, cuz. Nobody want to hear that bunk-ass shit, man. You know, you never heard me speak out on nothing negative, man. Suge was cool with me, cuz. I'm cool with all that shit right there, man. But this shit here, man, fuck that, man. Nobody wants to hear that shit, cuz. And it's just the straw that broke the camel's back. Every time I get on these websites, cuz, I read all that negative shit, I ignore it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not see that shit. Nobody wants to hear that shit. Nobody gives a fuck about that shit over in this camp, cuz. So anybody that's promoting that, cuz, don't help them niggas get paid, cuz, on that bunk shit. Man, my legal shit is so swell right now. I got all my shit back. I've been off a Hantra, nigga. You gonna dig me? People can't even put out catalog like that, man. My lawyers is off the fucking meat rack right now, hot to death, but loving it, cuz. Ready to go get some of these tickets off of these idiots who's gonna be releasing this dumbass shit. Dumbass, dickhead-ass niggas. Man, I've been shook all this shit and got my shit to where I have control. You can't release no corrupt shit, cuz, without clearance from corrupt, cuz. It's from the courts on that. My lawyer's been smashed all that down. That's how I've been able to do the shit with Snoopy and them, cuz. You see what I'm saying, cuz? And then we got with Koch. I told him, cancel that shit, man. Take, you can put that against the grain now, cuz Snoop might fuck that record. Let them do whatever they're going to do with that shit. That shit don't matter nothing. We still gonna do this one. I said, fuck it. But take all that other shit off there, cuz. That's not the line pushing. It's my motherfucking album, homie. You dig? I don't give a fuck how negative I was. It's my motherfucking album. Take that motherfucking shit off. And that's what I loved about Koch. That's why they doing this shit. Them motherfuckers like, fuck Koch, because Koch was like, man, we ain't putting out none of this negative shit. It's corrupt album. He think he don't want it on there. We're doing a new dog kind of album. Fuck that shit. That's what I love about Allen and them, man. They roll with a nigga with that, man. Koch gets it from me. I love him. But what they, you know, because they supporting the records we putting out. They supporting what we want to do with our records. You know what I mean? They letting us control the situations with the records. They letting us do what we want to do with it. Me and Daz. Me, Daz, and Snoop, cuz. You see, Snoop got the big squeeze cracking with Koch, cuz, because they letting us do what we want to do with it, man. So you know what I'm saying? So fuck all that negative shit them niggas is pushing, man. That 2002, that was over there from the catalog that they had from the way back depo day. They did what they did with that. So what? So the fuck what? Get the fuck on. Now, this new shit, cuz, that shit's getting canceled, cuz. All them little things they make off of it, they gonna pay back in lawyer fees, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it's just that simple, cuz. But my whole fire is about these fans, cuz. I was loving when these Snoopy and Daz was against each other. Loving saying, man, no, Daz is the shit, corrupt is whack. Loving to say Daz is whack, corrupt is the shit. Loving to say Snoop is whack, man. We like corrupt. And fuck them niggas, corrupt is right. And it's all this. Soon as we got back together, them same niggas that was loving me was like, man, this shit is whack. What's whack? The Dog Pound record that they put out, cuz, is whack. Because why? Because he got Puffy on it. Because, man, fuck off, cuz. You talking about our homeboy, cuz. We like Puffy, cuz. We broke with him. So what? He was on the record, man. That's called growth, nigga. That's putting the East Coast with the West Coast, man, on some big power move shit that we put together. Next thing you know, Snoopy and Puffy's on tour, cuz, and we right there with him. Making money and getting paid and enjoying ourselves and performing for the people, cuz. This is for the people. These internet motherfuckers, everything is negative, cuz. Fuck their opinions, man. I know y'all gotta get y'all money. I know that this website is freedom of speech for all the people like that. I ain't saying cut them all off. But people who promote this shit, trying to sell and make a profit off of the negative shit, cuz. I'm like, man, get that shit up out of here. Don't speak on the Dog Pound, cuz, if you ain't got nothing positive to say, cuz. When we start flipping out and chopping these guys down, cuz, it's gonna be a problem. The game gonna start cutting us off again and shit. That's the corrupt I'm trying to stay away from. They want that corrupt. They love that motherfucker. The shit I'm hearing about this fucking EP bullshit. Motherfuckers ready to buy it for $14, but didn't want to buy Cal.